Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The speech of the Emir of Hizb al-Tahrir, eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta, to the visitors of his page on the occasion of Blessed Eid al-Fitr of 1445 AH, corresponding to 2024 CE. Praise be to Allah, and many blessings and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah, his family and companions, and those who follow him. To the Islamic Ummah, the best nation ever produced for humankind, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. Ali Imran 110. To the pure and pious da'wah carriers, and we do not praise anyone before Allah, who say good words and do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those who have these qualities. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمَلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and does righteousness and says, Indeed, I am of the Muslims. Fussilat 33. To the honorable visitors of the page who approach it truthfully and sincerely, and who seek the goodness it brings, may Allah reward them with the good. I congratulate you all on the blessed Eid al-Fitr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your good deeds. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the righteous. Dear brothers and sisters, this Eid comes and the monstrous Jewish state is committing atrocities against people, trees and stones in Gaza and all of Palestine. It is doing so with the support of America, which supplies it with bombs, missiles, and aircrafts. Although it is not strange that the Jewish entity with the support from America carry out this, for they are the enemy of Islam and the Muslims. But what is strange is that none of the rulers in the Muslim countries take the initiative, especially those in the surroundings of Palestine, to mobilize their armies to support Gaza, its people, Al-Aqsa, and its environs, and uproot the Jewish entity from its roots, and then return all of Palestine to its people. Doesn't the one who occupied the Muslim land and expelled its people from it deserve to be fought by the Muslim armies and expelled from it as they expelled its people? وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَاخْرَجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ And kill them in battle wherever you overtake them and expel them from wherever they have expelled you. Al-Baqarah 191. How can the rulers not realize this? Rather, their misery overtook them, as their obedience is for the kafir colonialists, especially America. They do not refuse any of its orders in order to preserve their crooked seats. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? Al-Munafiqun 4. Brothers and sisters, this war revealed two important matters. The first is the weakness and humiliation of the Jews, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in His book. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ They have been put under humiliation by Allah, wherever they are overtaken, except for a rope, i.e. covenant from Allah, and a rope, i.e. treaty from the people. Ali Imran 112. They cut the rope of Allah after their prophets, and nothing remains for them except the rope of the people. America and its followers, people of this caliber are not people worthy of victory in fighting. More than 6 months have passed since the brutal aggression against the people of Gaza, without achieving their goals, even though they are fighting a group that is much smaller in numbers and equipment. The second is the betrayal of the rulers in the Muslim countries. They are watching what is happening. The best among them is the one who counts the number of the martyrs and the wounded. They did not mobilize the armies to support Gaza and its people, as if the matter does not concern them, or they are neutral or closer to the enemy. صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ Deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return to the right path. Al-Baqarah 18. These two matters should push the sincere and people of power in the Muslim armies to declare a general mobilization to fulfill Allah's obligation to fight the Jews occupying Palestine. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. And do not weaken in pursuit of the enemy. If you should be suffering, so are they suffering as you are suffering. But you accept from Allah that which they expect not. An-Nisa 104. Thus, you remove their entity, for they are more insignificant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to be victorious in a fight. And then Allah's promise will be fulfilled. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. Then when the final, i.e. second promise came, we set your enemies to sadden your faces and to enter the masjid, i.e. the temple in Jerusalem, as they entered it the first time, and to destroy what they had taken over with total destruction. Al-Isra 7. So rush to support your brothers and sisters in Gaza. And if the oppressive regimes in Muslim countries stand against you, then remove them by all means and establish the rule of Allah in their place, the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood and fulfillment of the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم تكون ملكا جبرية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت. Then there will be oppressive rule, ملكا جبريا. For as long as Allah wills, then He will remove it when He wills. Then there will be khilafah upon the method of prophethood. Then He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Then the Khalifa, Caliph, his assistants, and the soldiers of Islam, from the highest rank to the lowest rank, would move from victory to victory, chanting Allahu Akbar, and the Ummah chants Allahu Akbar with them, strong with the aid of their Lord and proud with their deen. So no enemy would dare to establish any entity in the land of Islam. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم. In that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the exalted in might, the merciful. Ar-Rum 4:5. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, I congratulate you on Eid al-Fitr, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have performed the fasting and qiyam prayers of this noble month in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May I also ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Eid be a beginning of goodness, blessing and glory for Islam and Muslims. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi walakin akthara an-nas la ya'lamun. And Allah is predominant over His affair, but most of the people do not know. Yusuf 21. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Your brother, Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta.